Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi.
Okay, so just a disclaimer, I always get almost physically ill presenting. So if I'm like talking too fast, please tell me to slow down or anything else that you need. And so good afternoon. My name is Binta Aline Green, and I am an assistant professor at Fordham University Graduate School of Social Service. And today I am here to talk to you. It's basically a group project, but I was the one that got selected to do the presentation, right? They would select the person that has the most trouble presenting to present. But let me just tell you a little bit of background information about our topic and how this came about. This actually came about a couple years ago with a number of my colleagues and I brainstorming. We're all very interested and passionate about dating violence among adolescent girls, particularly minority adolescent girls. And at the time, I was an assistant professor at the University of Illinois in Chicago, Jane Addams College of Social Work. And a number of my colleagues and I, we started talking about, you know, having one of those brainstorming moments when you're going up for tenure and publishing and research and applying for grants, was what we were discussing, and it came about that we all had this interest in learning about what role do fathers play in kind of serving as buffers for dating violence and risk behaviors among adolescent girls. And we overall came up discovered that there's quite a bit of research on dating violence among adolescent girls, not as much on minority girls, but enough. And it's emerging. People are really starting to take notice. But with almost all of the research we found that they focused on mothers and peers and looking at how mothers and peers served as buffers, but there was hardly anything about fathers, particularly biological fathers or anything about fathers in this area. And so that's where our interest came about. But with many different things, a number of us went different ways. People had babies, people had graduated, all kinds of stuff, and this project was still there. And so eventually we've gotten around to completing the first part of this project. So that is kind of a little bit about our background and how this is really a labor of love. We really, really love this topic and we're passionate about it. And we're hoping to do some interesting things in the field of public health and social work around dating violence. So I'm going to get started. And the presenters are asking if everyone can hold your questions until the end after everyone has presented, and then we'll have a few minutes for questions. Okay. So according to the Centers for Disease Control, dating violence among teenagers is defined as the physical, sexual, and or psychological or emotional abuse in a dating relationship. Research has shown that based on any one of these forms of dating violence, between 9% and almost 40% of adolescents have reported experiencing some type of abuse in an intimate partner relationship. We've also found that with adolescents who have experienced some form of dating violence, there tends to be a cluster of additional risk behaviors associated with it. That includes high number of sexual partners, inconsistent condom use. I don't have it up there, but pregnancy is also one of the risk factors associated with dating violence, as well as exposure to sexually transmitted infections. So these were a cluster of things that seemed to go hand in hand with dating violence among adolescents. We've also looked at what things or what people, what allies adolescents have, or what serve as kind of can serve as, or whom can serve as a buffer. And we found that actually close parental relationships have been shown to kind of buffer the effects of dating violence because adolescents who have close relationships with their parents, particularly their mothers, they tend to have, you know, a higher sense of value of who they are. And so if they are finding themselves in abusive relationships, they're less likely to stay in them. So we did find that. However, as I stated in kind of the opening, what we did find, which was very interesting, is that While there has been much research on mothers and the role of mothers and healthcare providers and whatnot in terms of reducing risk behaviors among this population, there's very little research that looks at fathers and the roles that fathers play in reducing risk behaviors. If we look at fathers and domestic violence or dating violence, what we tend to see a lot of is fathers as perpetrators of abuse, but we don't see much in terms of fathers as kind of helping to alleviate abuse among their daughters. So that got us interested in the role of fathers. And historically, research has shown that in social sciences, particularly in social work literature and other forms of literature, that fathers or the father involvement in the lives of their children has not really been an integral part of the research, social science research. However, in the past two decades, scholars have begun to recognize the importance of fathers and the role that they play in the emotional and well-being of their children, emotional and physical development of their children. Research has shown that children who grow up in homes without their fathers are more likely to be involved in delinquent behaviors and have long-term negative health consequences compared to children who grow up in homes with both their parents or who grow up in homes where their fathers are involved in their lives. So in looking at, again, our interest in kind of looking at the role of fathers, this study explored the relationship between biological fathers, contact and closeness, how the amount of contact that fathers had, if fathers who did things with their children, fathers who went to the movies, talked to their kids about school and different activities, as well as fathers who were perceived as having a close relationship to their daughters, and how that impacted their dating violence, incidents of dating violence, as well as sexual risk behaviors. And we looked at it among a national sample of adolescent girls. So when we were thinking about the research study and what we wanted to do, we came up with a couple of hypotheses. So one thing that we wanted to look at was whether or not girls who report feeling close to their biological fathers were less likely to be victims of dating violence. We also wanted to look at those who reported feeling close to their dads, would they engage in less sexual risk behaviors? And then we wanted to see if there was a relationship between father closeness and sexual risk behaviors. So we wanted to see if there was a mediating relationship there. I'm really quiet. Like, make some noise or something. Do something. It's like, oh my gosh. So when we were trying to do our study, we decided to look at the National Longitudinal Survey on Adolescent Health, AdHealth, which is a humongous parts of it is public data set and study that is actually still going on. It was the name of it has recently even been changed from Adolescent Health to Adolescent to Adulthood because they started off when they were really young, and now the last wave of data that was collected, wave four, they're between the ages of 24 to 32. So they're in adulthood now, this cohort. And so for this study, we decided to look at adolescent girls between the ages of 13 through 21, and those were the ones that reported being sexually active. And for our study, we wanted, of course, to look at girls sexually active and who was in a relationship or who reported being in a sexual relationship in the last 18 months. So for the variables, we looked at sexual risk behaviors. We looked at contraception use, those who reported using contraception, and also those who reported using contraception at the last sexual encounter that they had. Dating violence is measured by looking at ever being sworn at, insulted, threatened, pushed, or a target of someone throwing something at you. And again, father closeness was measured looking at the frequency of communication, a report of shared activities in a previous month that you actually did stuff with your dad, and reported the respondents reported being perceived. Oh, Lord. Okay. Perceived as having a good relationship with your dad and feeling close. Okay. Whew, maybe I'm not going as fast as I thought. Okay. So for this, we used the structural equation model. And we also did a group SEM because we wanted to look at differences between white adolescent females and non-white adolescents. And we don't say, like, black or Hispanic because after we did everything, it was easier to group everyone because of the number of respondents as white and non-white. So we did that, and our research showed that there was a good model fit between the data and the variables. Okay, this is the model that we used, and as you can see, the squares represent the constructs. So those were the variables that we used to right here. And birth control at the last use. So I explained that, so we'll move on. So the results, what we found was that feeling close to your dad actually didn't do anything to buffer dating violence, which was really surprising for us. However, feeling close to your dad did a lot for buffering your sexual risky behaviors. So, and this was particularly true for non-white adolescent girls. So minority adolescent girls who felt very close to their dads, they engage in less sexual risk behaviors than adolescent girls, than their white counterparts. And there was no, because there was no relationship between dating violence and father closeness, there's by definition no mediation. Okay, so, oh Lord Jesus. Okay. So we found that. The finding is consistent, though, with previous research. This shows that high-quality involvement and closeness with dads can actually serve as a buffer against risk behaviors for adolescent girls. We did not find, which was really surprising for us, that high-quality feeling close to your dad served as a buffer for dating relationships, dating violence, but that is something that we plan to pursue in the future to kind of explore why that is. And then again, the more dating violence that a girl experiences, the more risk behavior she is going to engage in, particularly minority girls. And for future, one of the things that we discovered and wanted to explore more is that we looked at whether or not girls who were close to their dads engaged in more dating violence. But what we kind of is hypothesizing is that maybe it's the relationship between the dad and the mom that impacts the risk behaviors or whether she feels close to her dad or not. And that may impact her willingness to stay or leave an abusive relationship. And then we also want to more in the future explore the roles of fathers, professionals, including fathers in prevention efforts, and as well as more in research, because we think that this is a group that we're really missing a chunk of. And also one of the limitations that we had for this study was that we looked particularly only at biological fathers, but African American adolescents in particular, fathers, for one reason or another, biological fathers may not be there, so we have decided that we need to explore father figures, meaning uncles, stepfathers, grandfathers, men who may take the role of a father who may not be a biological father, and see how that relationship differs. So those were what we found. Wow, this went by even faster than I thought. And so I will answer any questions at the end. It was nice to present to you. And next we will go. Okay.